Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me is the greatest of all podcasters. It's Ben.
That's what they call me. That is, you know, they called me that in college. They called me that in high school, and they called me that in elementary school. And that I was like, what? Kids would just call me the greatest podcaster of all time, and I would say, what the fuck is a podcaster?
Greatest podcaster on earth.
On earth, and of all time. I can have two titles.
Yeah, we're talking about the Pluto anime.
Hell yeah. Man, fucking, it's gonna be a short episode, because, you know, shit is immaculate.
It's pretty fucking great. Like, it's pretty fucking accurate to the manga.
Dude, like, there's only a couple of things, and they're not huge, but, like, overall, this has to be one of the better adaptations. Like, it's so fucking solid. And the one-to-one volume-to-episode ratio, like, it felt really good.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick. I was pretty pleased.
Oh, dude. Also, it fucking decimated me. Because I hadn't read it or really even looked at it since we did it for the podcast. And I was like, should I watch it or should I read it again and then watch it? And you said it would have been fine to watch it. But I chose to read it and it decimated me there. And then I was like ready, but I wasn't ready. And it fucking got me again. Try not to cry at like every episode challenge impossible. Like, dude, I think you said episode 6 is the one that like wrecked you.
Yeah.
The
one with at the end with Tenma and
with Tenma and Helena.
Yeah, Tenma.
Yeah,
and Helena.
Okay.
He's like telling her, first you just pretend to cry.
Oh, dude.
And then it'll become real. Like, that part, that's the part that gets me. Dude, it got me on this
go-through. That's how you know it was fucking devastating. Like, you said episode 6 is the one that got you, and I was about to start the next episode. Like, obviously, there's a huge time gap there, but I remembered this.
Yeah.
As I was about to start episode 6, or as about to start my next episode, and, like, my parents are in the room, and, like, stuff was going on, and I, like, click start, and I saw what one it was, and I'm like, oh, it's this bit. And then I looked at the episode number, it said 6. I'm like, I'm fucking out. I'm waiting. I'm waiting until I'm alone. I don't need to be a fucking mess in front of people. Episode 2 is what got me. Brando's death. Like,
sure.
Him fucking like trying to send the data, but he can't because he can't stop thinking of his family. Fuck. Yeah, dude. Like, I was thinking about the whole thing afterwards, and as someone in a happy marriage who wants kids and is also residing in and close to, you know, emotionally because of Anya, like a country that is kind of immersed in conflict, this is like a fucking combo. Like, it's just bah, 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 bah. Every fucking turn. It's great, though. I love it. The music fucking crushed it. Music was great.
Yeah. Music is good. The animation is good.
Yeah. Voice acting, very solid. Did you bother checking out, like, any of the dub stuff?
I did not.
Okay. I didn't think to turn it on until afterwards. I didn't. I thought of it because, like, you know, Netflix, like, they have a shitload of language options.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know. It's fucking Pluto. It
really is just Pluto. I think I would recommend the anime actually to people who like were wanting to check it out. But that's also maybe because the people I run into are a little more prone to watching things than reading.
Sure. And it's on Netflix. It's
like that, yeah, accessible. Super, yeah. But honestly, like, it's so fucking equal. Like, there are some bits that got me more in the manga. The dog scene fucked me up more in the manga. And I think the stuff that got me, or like even the North number two, I think hit a little more in the manga. And that's because, like, in the show, you're watching it at the show's pace, but in the manga, I can stop on that page and then I'm fucking thinking about it. But in the show, that, you know, you're moving on. So
there's something about the way Urasawa, when he, like, the pace of, when he wants something to fucking hit in the manga, it just fucking hits me every time.
Yeah, dude. Oh, like
and the anime does a pretty good job, but it doesn't always hit as hard in at like regularly at moments the way the manga does, I think.
Sure. Yeah, I think I would agree generally. No, that, like, it is wild though how going through it, like, I mean, it's something I haven't gone through things multiple times for a lot of the shit we've done. The closest thing I can think of was when I was redoing Berserk, and like I know all the damn beats, and it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. This truck is gonna hit you. Actually, it's gonna hit Tobio, but you know. The fucking, like, all the tornado shit was done super well. Like, how they're, yeah, you know, because in the manga, of course, they're not showing Pluto for a long time, but the way they chose to interpret that in the anime was super fucking good. And, like, it's pretty on par, but, you know, like, the effects they chose to use and all that stuff, like,
yeah,
it was nice.
Well, like, they use modern, like, CG tools as tools.
Yeah,
to, instead, like, of do effects and stuff, instead of, like, you know, building the whole show with it, because they still have, like, more traditional, the characters look like the characters in the manga.
Yeah, dude.
So they're more 2D drawings, and it just, it's like, yeah, this is a anime from this period of time. But it's, like, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And, like, they probably took a long time on it.
I couldn't stop thinking. I mean, because I reread it and stuff. Like, just thinking about I think you told me or sent me the quote or something about, like, people were like, oh, this is a fun story about, like, a robot who beats the other robots. And I was like, is this not just the horrors of fucking war? Like, am I crazy? And then he made the whole thing, and just, like, I don't know. Obviously, we talked about it in the Pluto episode for the manga, yeah. But, like, goddamn, you know, like, seeing that shit animated, like, it gets me thinking a little bit more, maybe, or because I'm seeing it now that I've seen it again. Done it over again. Like, I'm thinking about different stuff.
But you kind of have the whole scope of the thing in your head as you're going through it.
Yeah,
or whatever. Also,
yeah, totally. And just how it reinforces that it's, like, fucking incredible. Like, I messaged you. I'm like, imagine doing an Astro Boy cover of an arc, or a cover of an Astro Boy arc, and it ends up being both one of the greatest manga and greatest anime of all time. Like, shit's too good.
Well, like, I mean, what he's doing is kind of, like, obviously it's very different in execution, but it's kind of the same thing as Watchmen in terms of, like, taking these more simple comic book characters and, like, telling a more grounded adult story about the world or whatever. Like,
yeah,
there's elements of that. I just think this is a way better way to do it.
No,
I think this is much more effective.
No, this the manga and anime need a character that the weirdos can latch onto and be like, this is my story. This is me. I'll whisper no.
Wallow in its misery to the point where people can't tell it anymore. People are fucking forget that, oh, all these people suck, so none of them are good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What if we just, it was just sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, and fucking, so what, some of the part, you know, like most of the stuff that was hitting more is the stuff where like the sound or the voice acting was real good. So everybody's saying Adam, like all of the robots saying Adam, that fucking hit. Adam's little speech about how like explaining why every single person that Pluto killed didn't want to die. Like, dude, that shit was delivered so well.
Yeah. God. It's just so fucking good.
I know.
I don't know, dude.
We just start from episode one, and we go over every good moment. So we'll be here for 8 hours. everybody buckle the fuck up.
All right. I want to... There were two things from the manga that didn't make it into the anime.
I think I know what one of
first
them is.
First one is just an assault on me personally. because they cut out Wasley saying to Epsilon, don't die.
Okay, so I'm not fucking crazy, right? Well, maybe I know what the other one is too then. He says it, yeah, it's when it should have been like when all the other kids go inside, right? Or is it the second?
Yeah, when it's raining.
Yeah, I was like, I felt like there was, certainly felt like there should be a line there.
He goes up, he runs crying to Epsilon and says, don't die. They cut that out. I'm like,
that's
fucking why?
That's such a weird thing. Okay, I'm glad to know I wasn't crazy, because I was like, maybe it's not here. And then there's another moment, I'm like, oh, okay, it's here. And then it also didn't happen. I was like, are you kidding me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the second one?
The other moment, I actually think, I can't believe they cut it out. Epsilon, when he has the phone call to that other robot who gives him the history of that building and, like, explains the crack.
Oh, Arnold?
Like, we don't get the setup for the crack. We get the cut at the end of him looking at it.
Dude, yeah, we get the crack.
But they don't explain it.
They get the crack, like, three times. And they don't, yeah, they never explained it. I agree. Okay. Yeah. No, they
because that's such a big thing in that story of like the that's the thing. And they just left it out. It's really weird to me.
Am I crazy that with him explaining the crack, I feel like he was also telling it to one of the people, like the higher ups at the building, the weather station or something, and don't they like scold him for it? Or am I just completely fabricating that in my mind?
I don't remember.
I swear there was a bit of them being like, quit explaining why the earth falling apart is related to the crack in the building. I swear there was something about that, but I like, my memory is absolute garbage, so
The big thing is, like, he tells Epsilon.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, like, it's the scientific information that's required at the time. That was great. I mean, it sucks that they left it out, but that bit is great.
Yeah, I love that bit. And it's like, I would be more mad if, like, they didn't have the crack at all. But it is weird to me that if you haven't read the manga, that part probably doesn't hit.
I don't know
what the fuck is going on there.
I was thinking about it because I'm like, knowing what's supposed to be this is and like what was supposed to be said, like the crack, getting the crack like deepening and chipping off and stuff, I was like, this is pretty fucking good. But man, anyone else, yeah, what are you gonna think?
Yeah, so that's my one knock against the show. It's just like they left out a pretty important seed for like, they would have been like a minute or something of someone talking, but
yeah,
weird.
The Wasley one is the bigger one to me personally
because it's emotional.
Yeah. Well, also, like,
well, the crack. Because the thing is, on my last reading, the crack was the thing that hit me the hardest.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because I've read this so many times, but like the last time we went through it.
No, it makes sense. I mean, maybe
that idea still.
Maybe next still time, hit. You know, like next time I read it, I'll be like, damn, this crack is fucking, it's like crack.
The world is breaking.
The world fucking breaking. I will say I felt a little, not bad. I don't know. It's one of those. I sometimes feel bad because, like, I'm really often a little bit terrible at keeping shit in my mind. And there's a lot of people, and this is, like, it doesn't matter, but there's a lot of people who are like, you don't fucking know this plot point, but you say you like the thing. And that does get into my head a little sometimes, but then I remember it doesn't actually fucking matter because I could still like the thing.
Yeah.
I could not. Yeah. I read the fucking manga, started the anime, and then there was like a gap between like me doing the first half and the back half. And I got back to it. And I'm like, I can't like fucking remember where these people like, I know like the general gist, but I'm like, where does like Sahad fit in again? Like, I just couldn't fucking. So that was kind of like, but it, like, it's so stupid because it's such a big thing. But I don't know. On the other hand, everything hits like it's fresh every time.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you know, as soon as I get like a single little tiny thing, I'm like, oh, right. Okay. And like everything else falls into place. But there was a bit there where I was like, sure. I cannot for the life of me remember, like, I'm pretty sure this is it, but I'm not certain. So that was a little embarrassing in my mind for me.
The first time I reread this, I also didn't remember like the central mystery stuff.
I guess
to reread it to remember.
Actually, the thing,
because honestly, that's not the part that hits.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that too. Like, it's not like it's a huge that's not the emotional crux of it.
Yeah. It like it's the plot, but.
Honestly, the part of the thing that I've done the second when I reread it and now when I watched it, I forgot both times, and I think is like part of the key to me forgetting. I forget that it's Darius the 15th or whatever. It's like his son who's ordering it. I forget that he exists because it's not the older dude, right? You know?
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. For some, like, he's like he's the fucking. My forgetting him is the crack in my mental weather station. Like, sure. Fucking pulls the whole thing apart. But yeah. Not that it, you know, still fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, this is up there. This is probably top on my list, right? I mean, I don't think I would ever buy the anime, but the manga is like probably, if I was going to buy a manga, it would be this one. Except I think one of the volumes is still, like, stupidly expensive.
Oh, did that happen to this?
When we initially read it and I thought I was going to actually be able to, like, buy books and bring them to Russia, I looked into it. I think it was, like, volume 3 or something had that. Yeah.
I think they're all in print currently.
Okay.
They're all cheap on Amazon, looks like.
Okay, maybe between now and then they got back in their shit or whatever.
Yeah. Volume 3 is a whole $13.
Yeah, I think that, okay. Then it's fixed, yay.
Yeah. They were probably just out of stock and Amazon got weird.
Yeah.
Too long.
Yeah, yeah. I know that happens with some other ones as well. I think Mushishi is that way. Like, there's like two ones that are like fucking $300 or some bullshit, and everyone, all the others are like $10.
It happened to me when I was trying to buy one of Urasawa's other manga, Monster.
Oh yeah,
that's like 18 volumes, and there were just a few that were like unfindable / you could pay $300 for them,
yeah,
or whatever. But then they started putting it back in print. They like put out like new editions and then cheaper versions of the old ones surfaced. So I got to complete my set.
Nice. The dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Someday I'll get shit again. Maybe. Or not.
Or not. There's no need to, like, own physical books.
I know, but...
I do like them.
You, yeah, you. There's no need, but you know.
I'm a sicko.
I mean, for, like, the shit that I... Like, I... At this... I don't even know. Would I want to own Sailor Moon? I mean, I like the Sailor Moon manga more than the show a little bit. But, see, that's, like, a tough one. Like, the fact that I need to question it, like... It's not at the top, you know, but like Pluto, Ursa Yatsura, Dragon Ball, like I'd fucking get those all. give me a shitload of cash to burn. I'm ordering that shit. Mm-hmm.
I just ordered the volumes of Super that I don't have. The newer, the like Granola and Moro arcs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Because I'm excited for the super manga to start back up.
To get past the fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm pretty hyped.
Pretty excited about that, we'll say.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see where they go. I hope they do a quick flip and like divert into doing like the shit that ties in with the show where they're all children. What is it, Dragon Ball Magic or something? What is it called?
Daima,
yeah, whatever. I hope they do that just because it'd be funny to think about how many people would get pissed at it. And I wouldn't even give a shit.
I know. But I think Daima takes place earlier.
Yeah, but like I don't my little bit of suffering is worth the deliciousness of the fucking internet at large suffering, you know?
Fair. It is funny how many people got fucking are mad.
Dude, I told you.
Because they're just Dragon Ball fans that they like the fighting tough guy part and they don't like the comedy.
Yeah.
That's a large number of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I told you, the comment that fucking sent me was like, I don't think any of these characters work as children. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've seen, like, so many of them as children. Fucking don't work. Fucking Kid Piccolo is perfect. Oh, man. Yeah, dude.
It is funny that if they were regularly de-aged, but then got to grow up again, Piccolo would be an adult, like, immediately.
That would be, dude.
Be like,
that would be fucking hilarious. Just babysitter Piccolo 24/7. Oh, man. Like, the fighting is fucking great. Don't get me wrong. Like, Ultra Instinct is like the second hype.
No, Dragon Ball's good because it contains multitudes.
But, like, is no one else excited by the prospect of everybody being a kid? I forget who is all brought into the de-aging thing. But, like...
It's everyone. Like, Mr. Satan's a fucking little kid.
Is Beerus?
It's like everyone that was... I don't think... Beerus, but I think it's like everyone that was at that party in Battle of Gods.
Okay.
Basically.
Because, like, imagine Beerus having to fucking babysit everyone. Like, that's any thought even remotely in that line is like, this is incredible. Or, like, I mean, these are also the same people. I saw this comment at some point when I was still looking at shit. Someone said, like, Vegeta dancing. Like, was a complete affront to his character development. I was like, even if it is, I don't think it is, but even if it was, like, who gives a shit? It's incredible. Are you kidding me? Or, like, fucking him fighting Arel? Is that her name? Arel?
Arale?
Arale? Is that it? The gag manga?
Yeah, yeah, from Dr. Slump.
Yeah. Kakarot! It's a gag manga character.
Yeah.
Shit's doing good.
I don't think Beerus or Whis are in it, but we do see Supreme Kai and Kibito as kids.
Hell yeah. Dude, like, I'm fucking stoked for that shit. I'm ready.
Kid Master Roshi?
Jesus.
Kid Ox King?
My only beef is that there's no way they draw them chonky enough. There's no way they go back to that, which is a little sad.
No, it's... Well, it's closer to Toriyama's, like, current style.
Yeah, kind of yeah. But, like, man, imagine if we got fucking Ham Goku and Chonk Krillin again.
Yeah, no. But no, this Kid Goku is not nearly chonk enough. You're not wrong.
I still have that fucking picture that I... Or that screenshot that I took where it's, like, from the back and it's him with, like... He's, like, he's at the... Why can't I even think of the name of it? The Lookout. No, not the Lookout. Below it. What's below it?
Corrin's Tower.
Corrin's Tower. Just, okay. I was like, it's Tower or something. Can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. It's like him there and something happened. He's like pissed and it's like a shot from behind and his arm is like fucking wide as hell. It's like the chonkiest his arm ever is. It's that shit's burned into my brain, dude. It's too fucking good.
It is excellent. Anyway, I think this is just going to be a short podcast.
Yeah. You know what else is excellent? It's Pluto.
It's Pluto. If you are desperate for more Pluto thoughts, we did a whole podcast on Pluto, which is why this is short, partially.
Yeah.
Because that, it's not like the anime is super different. It's just a good adaptation. It's a faithful.
It's a
faithful adaptation.
It's a super fucking faithful adaptation in my book. Like, the fact that those two points are all that we really get that's not
it's
there.
It.
Like,
I was thinking hard. And that was, after I watched it, I was like, these are the two things.
Yeah, man. No,
they put, like, some stuff that's, like, at the end of the volume, at the beginning of the next episode. They don't, because manga tends to, like, want to fucking, sometimes it wants to, like, bait you into buying the next volume really hard.
Yeah.
Whatever. They moved some stuff a little bit, but that's not nothing major.
Yeah. No, and I didn't even notice that. Like, I didn't, like, from a coherence standpoint, from, like, a story standpoint, like, everything everything was in place in that regard.
No, it's literally, they're only moving things that were, like, in the volume of manga, setting up what was happening in the next volume of manga, they just put it all together.
Yeah.
Right?
No, shit is fucking good. Highly recommend.
Highly
recommend. This is, we recommend a lot of shit, but, like, it's fucking 8 episodes. You're already on Netflix wondering what you should watch. Like, just do it. They're like, what? They're like an hour each, give or take a few minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, Salt Circle Podcast, gmail.com, Salt Circle Pod on Twitter, anchor.fm, so Salt Circle. We're on YouTube at Salt Circle. I'm on Twitter at Comic Panels.
Probably should have done the recommendation at the beginning of the episode.
We never remember to do that.
Here's us fucking spoiling the whole thing. Go watch it now. It's great. Actually, in this case, it's worth it anyway, really.
In this case, we didn't spoil that much.
We didn't spoil that much. I mean, you kind of... Also, the original Astro Boy arc has been out for just a smidgen of time now. So...
Yeah.